My guest at this time is Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. He is also a candidate for governor here in 2013. In addition to that, he's the author of the brand new book, The Last Line of Defense, The New Fight for American Liberty. And Ken, thank you very much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Let's start with the book and the message you're trying to convey here. You talk a lot in the book about your state's battle with the Obama administration over the health care laws that went all the way to the Supreme Court. There's other battles between the federal government and your state during your time in office as well. There has been a push for larger government from a lot of administrations. What makes the effort from the Obama administration different?
Well, certainly one thing we mention in the book is that it is not the province of Democrats alone to push the outer limits of the law from the federal government. Republicans have done this too. But what makes this unique is, frankly, the brazenness and frequency of this administration's willingness to break the law and to trample the Constitution. I mean, just last month, just in January, they lost the constitutional case that came straight from the president about his supposed recess appointments. He claimed the right to essentially declare when the Senate was in recess, which is an egregious violation of the separation of powers, and the court so found unanimously, 3-0 in that case, and they threw out his appointments. Also last month, we beat the EPA in Virginia, which I refer to as the Employment Prevention Agency because they're so good at that, with Fairfax County as our co-plaintiff. Now, Fairfax County is where I grew up, largest county in Virginia, of course, and it is a very partisan Democrat Board of Supervisors, and yet they joined me as the co-plaintiff in that suit because they knew that the federal government had broken the law in how it was attempting to regulate water just like it would regulate a pollutant, which sounds crazy, and it is, which is probably part of why we won so convincingly. But that was worth over $300 million to the people of Virginia, and we write about that case with the federal government along with others. The other EPA case we have also as Democrat co-plaintiffs. And we also write about many others from across the country that other attorneys general are carrying forward to try and keep this government from violating the very liberty that it was established to help protect.
You go to great pains in the book to point out that the federal government was specifically given powers in the Constitution and not given the free range to decide what powers it would have. Do you still feel, whether it's in Washington or Richmond or wherever the political debates happen, that there's still that appreciation for limited government, or is that completely evaporated?
You know, it's interesting. The Pew Research folks do all these different surveys across the country, and the most recent one I saw them put out was at the end of January, and they found for the first time ever that a majority of Americans believe the federal government is a serious threat to their rights and their liberties. And they have never had a majority for that before, and yet now they do. And isn't it a coincidence? That's right when our book is coming out. So, because that's what we talk about, is protecting that liberty and doing it by containing government itself. We certainly think that we've probably helped educate the American people, and certainly in my case in Virginia, but other attorneys general across the country to help bring them to this conclusion and to this legitimate concern that government not be all-powerful and be able to trample every choice and all of our rights that we have.
You also talk in the book about how ultimately the people are going to determine their own political destiny in this country. And you talk about the case of Virginia. In 2008, Virginia voted for a Democratic candidate for president for the first time in over 40 years by a relatively healthy margin, 6-7 points. The very next year, the Republican ticket that you were a part of swept into office. All three of you won by double digits easily. And then come 2012, the president wins again, not by quite as much as he did in 2008, but it wasn't exactly a nail-biter. How do you explain the ping-pong effect there?
Well, partly people need to understand that different folks show up, relatively speaking, in different elections. And where there was a 74% voter turnout in 2008, it dropped down into the 40s for 2009. Now, I'm not happy about that, but we try to get everybody to come, but they don't. And there is a bit of a reaction to Washington, and in 2009, you'll recall, people were getting pretty agitated at one-party rule in Washington and what they were doing. And here we are in 2013, and it's not one-party rule anymore, but the president still holds office. One way to think of 2013 and the race I'm in for governor is as the first midterm election for the president. And we'll see how he does, we'll see how I do, but what we've been focusing on is trying to continue to educate people up and through the book as well about the threats to our liberty, and that's going to be a discussion that will take place in the governor's race. For instance, that EPA case we won last month, we couldn't have brought it without Governor McDonnell, because my client was the Virginia Department of Transportation, and you can't force a client to sue somebody, right? And without the governor's agreement for us to go forward with that, that case couldn't have gone forward. At least Virginia couldn't have participated in it. So the governor is very important to carrying on this balancing act, and it's worth people remembering. The founding fathers intended those of us in the states to push back on the federal government when it became a threat to liberty. And that is exactly what we're doing. It's what we catalog example after example of in The Last Line of Defense, the book we've just released, and I hope people will enjoy the read. There's a bit of history, a bit of current events, and as you noted, there's a little bit of looking forward to what people can do about this.
Given the title of your book here, Mr. Attorney General, The Last Line of Defense, if you are, in fact, elected later this year, most of that term, that four-year term, will be spent while President Obama is still in office. What other issues do you think you might end up being the last line of defense on, perhaps?
In the health care case that ended last June 28th, we won three of the four constitutional arguments, but we lost on the tax argument, and so the law still stands. But because we got the first ever limits on the spending power of the federal government, which has been, of course, overshadowed by the fact that the federal health care law is still standing, that allowed us to even have the debate we're now having over whether or not to do the Medicaid expansion. And that is the biggest, most out-of-control part of our state budget is Medicaid. It is the health care for the poor program, poor families in Virginia's case. And it really wasn't a realistic option about whether or not we expanded Medicaid before we won on the spending argument, because they'd take all our money away. Well, the Supreme Court said, well, federal government, you can't threaten them to take their money away just to join a new program, the Medicaid expansion. So now we get to decide it, and it's going to be a centerpiece of the arguments of this race. My opponent is for the Medicaid expansion. I am against it, even with all of the federal bribery involved and how much of it they are say they're willing to pay. We still are going to have to come up with hundreds of millions of dollars in the out years, and there's no turning back. Once you're in, they have to give you permission to get out. So that's an example of how one of these cases has actually opened up alternatives for us. We couldn't have even had a serious debate over this in the absence of making some headway in the health care case against the federal health care law.
We're talking with Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. And, sir, as you well know, the Republican Party doing a bit of soul searching following the 2012 elections. A lot of folks saying the party's just too conservative. They don't appeal to enough people. They got to move to the center. And therefore, candidates like Ken Cuccinelli are just too conservative to win major elections. And obviously, you've been successful in the past. But what do you say to those folks who say that the party needs to moderate more and rather than going back to the core conservative principles?
Well, first of all, I have heard that mantra for each of my four elections, and I was elected in Fairfax County to the state Senate three times as a conservative. I mean, I don't necessarily fit as a square peg into that square hole, but I was elected three times in Fairfax, a fairly liberal part of Virginia, without changing what I believe or my principles, and then I was elected statewide in the same way with all the same mantra going on, Greg, that people were saying the same thing in 2009 about me, and I got more votes for Attorney General than anyone in the history of the Commonwealth of Virginia. So it most assuredly can be done. The key for someone like me is to offer constructive vision for how to move Virginia forward consistent with the principles I believe in, and to explain to people why that's going to make Virginia the best place it can be to live and grow up and run a business in, and why we're going to be more competitive that way, and we're going to have more freedom here than they will in other states.
Only a few months left in this campaign, to believe it or not, but we'll track you on the campaign trail, and we'll certainly see how the campaign shakes out in November. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Glad to be with you.
Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, candidate for governor here in 2013. The new book is The Last Line of Defense, The New Fight for American Liberty. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.